This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Audio captured the moment an Israeli airstrike hit a residential building in central Gaza on Sunday. It came ahead of a visit to the region by U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken to try to push forward ceasefire talks. Diplomatic efforts to halt the Israel-Hamas conflict and secure a deal to return hostages held in Gaza have intensified in recent days. Talks mediated by the U.S., Egypt, and Qatar are set to continue this week in Cairo following a two-day meeting in Doha last week. The deaths of two Hamas leaders in an Israeli airstrike is being mourned in the West Bank, AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
Hundreds of mourners in the West Bank, in the city of Jenin, took part in a funeral procession for two Hamas militants killed in an Israeli airstrike. Israel's military said it struck a terrorist cell in Jenin, which is known as a militant stronghold. Hamas said the two men were commanders in its military wing. Israel says it only targets militants and blames civilian deaths on Hamas because the group conceals fighters, weapons, tunnels, and rockets in residential areas. But the Israeli bombardment has wiped out families and orphaned thousands of children. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Vietnam leader Tho Lam has started a three-day visit to China in his first overseas trip since assuming his country's top post some 2 weeks ago. Chinese state media say he arrived on Sunday morning in the city of Guangzhou, an industrial and export hub in the south. Lam was confirmed as General Secretary of Vietnam's Communist Party, the country's top political post, earlier this month after the death of his predecessor.